Joining us now in our studios, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Good morning. Sheriff
morning,
Dunn.
Jeff.
How are you?
Good. It was quite the array of weather from Faribault to Northfield this morning. It started out as freezing rain and then the ice pellets and then the snow. And
welcome
I
to
made
the new
it
norm.
Here and only 360. So
really?
No, I'm just kidding.
You know, if you look out there, though, we are getting some snow right now. Boy, and it's just been one thing after the other, being the snow, the cold, the weird temperatures are causing some freezing on the roads. Let's start off by talking about, well, I guess the weather and the roads.
Mm-hmm.
You just came in from Faribault. What's it like this morning?
It's getting slick out there. You know, the interstate and some of the state roads are in look to be in better shape. They're not snow covered like our city streets are. And I think that gives people a false sense of security. Oh, it looks like it's just wet pavement, but it's actually 10 degrees, so it's refreezing and everything mm-hmm. else. So people need to drive like they're driving in winter. So, you know, I tried to keep it around 40 to 45 on the way up, and that was a good speed, and that was about average for everybody else. I never caught mm-hmm. up to anybody. Nobody caught up to me. So, and then especially in the curves, be careful. You know, we're getting people go off those curves and coming over hill crests, and then all of a sudden they hit their brakes, and then they lose control, and off in the ditch they go. And, you know, we had a couple rollovers yesterday, no serious injuries, but people have to remember to slow down. And then when the visibility gets bad, even slow down more. And that weather event we had there a couple days ago was something else. You know, the 1 to 3 inches of snow we were supposed to get. And then I think they forgot to do their math, because I think we got closer to 9 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
And the visibility was just horrible. It accumulated fast, and we had a lot of spinouts, a lot of vehicles off the road. We had 4 buses throughout the county that were off the road or stuck, and fortunately none of the kids were hurt, and we got everybody off the buses and to safety. I feel for Dr. Hillman and Todd Sesker with the school districts and all the other school people, because it's a tough call, and but you have to put safety first. And you know, I know there's a lot of people saying, well, why didn't they close school earlier? Well, this 1 to 3 inches, and it was supposed to start, you know, mid to late afternoon, and it came earlier and it came mm-hmm. faster. By the time you call somebody and say, hey, we need to get everybody in, it's not like those bus drivers are sitting at the bus garage from 8 to 5 waiting to get the call. Mm-hmm. You know, they have other jobs or they're at home. And so when they say we're going to cancel schools or whatever, it's, you still have to at least probably 20 to 30 minutes of drive time for most of those people to get in, and you have to prepare the parents. So it's a tough call. You know, they always call the chiefs or myself or our deputies that are out on the road and say, what are you seeing? You know, what are you expecting? And I guess I'd rather see the schools err on the side of caution. And, you know, the other day that snow event came a lot quicker and faster than even the meteorologist predicted. So if people want to point blame at someone, you know, maybe Mother Nature or the meteorologist, but you know, even they, we see that meteorologists aren't always right, and we just have to roll with it. And you know, I think everybody did the best they could, and we'll continue to monitor things. I think it's a good call today to call school right now. It doesn't look real bad out there, but the roads are slippery. The township roads are really bad, you know, and that's where, you know, a lot of these buses have to go to pick our kids up. And then, you know, it takes one little oops and it could be very tragic.
Yeah, we've seen some buses, as you had mentioned, some buses stuck out in some of the rural areas. Let's talk mm-hmm. about those rural areas and the roads. Your squad or your whole force is out there. Mm-hmm. You're driving around. When you have snow events like that, of course, you know, the interstates, the major highways are yep. going to get the first attention. But
yeah.
those secondary roads,
right.
you know, many of them the townships are responsible for. I'm kind of under the assumption that, you know, maybe 1 or 2 plows per township.
Yeah.
Do they hire out for that? What is the situation?
Yeah, I think some townships own their own equipment, and you know, it's usually a road or motor grader, and then a plow truck with that can put down sand or chemicals. And a lot of people don't know that. So like in the city of Northfield, or maybe on Highway 3, MnDOT and the city of Northfield are putting down a salt product, where in the county, the townships don't want to put that salt product on their gravel roads because mm-hmm. that deteriorates the
sure
the road. And that's something that I never knew. I'm like, okay, I thought everybody used sand with a little bit of salt, and you see MnDOT and some municipalities using straight salt, and then you know you have Rice County that's got a mixture of sand and salt. So everything's a little different. Our deputies are out there, you know, and we have to deal with it. And unfortunately, sometimes we find out about, okay, we have to come down this hill and there's a stop sign at the bottom of this hill. And it's difficult for even a squad car to stop. So when we find that, if the plows or the townships aren't out, we say, this intersection is really bad. Is there something you can do about it? Sometimes they'll come out and treat it right away, but then they're like, well, if we treat this one, there could be another one that's very mm-hmm. similar. So, you know, and the other thing, like yesterday, county plows came out. They called their drivers in to come in at 4:30. Well, so that means they have to be at the highway department at 4:30. They have to prep their trucks, load their trucks, get their plows mm-hmm. and whatever it may be. You're looking at probably 20 to 30 minute prep time before they're even hitting the road. So they hit the road at 5 o'clock. I was up in the northwest part of the county at 6:15, and half the roads were plowed and half weren't, you know, and they're making their mm-hmm. rounds. One township was plowing, another township, their vendor wasn't coming out till 7 o'clock because mm-hmm. they didn't want to do it in the dark, whatever it may be. So just talk to your townships if you live in the county. The cities are pretty good about posting it on the websites, what their intentions are going to be, when they'll be out. They try to work with us, but, you know, like the other day, the plows were not getting around really fast because visibility was very limited. They don't have X-ray vision that can see through that snow, so they got to slow down as well, which means it's going to take longer to mm-hmm. get those roads covered. Highway 99 and 21, where we had some buses broke down or off in the ditch, we didn't see a plow for 2 hours, you know, because they're mm-hmm. focusing on the main thoroughfares.
Yeah, interesting. Now, with the snow, you know, a lot of people are kind of done with the snow. Mm-hmm. A lot of people aren't. And those people have snowmobiles
yes.
that they've invested in and haven't been able to ride for 5 years or whatever right. the case may be. They're out there in
they
full
are.
Force now. As far as the safety goes, any incidents and what would you,
we
how
did,
would you like to address that?
We did
that?
Have our first snowmobile crash yesterday where one snowmobile rear-ended another snowmobile at a stop sign. They were stopping for a you know, a municipal roadway out in the county, a township road. And the one person was trying to catch up to her friend and hit the brakes. And under all of this nice snow that we got, we have ice from the freezing rain and from the melt and then the refreeze. And she was unable to stop and rear-ended another snowmobile. Both of them were transported to the hospital. And fortunately, they're okay with some broken bones and some concussions. But that could have been really tragic. So snowmobilers have to be a little more cautious around not only other snowmobiles, but, you know, if you have to take the ditch or go off trail to avoid a collision, a lot of times you got trees there too, and you tangle with a tree and a snowmobile, that's not good as well. Motorists, be cautious, especially at intersections where you know that there might be a trail crossing. And, you know, be careful out there. These two girls fortunately had helmets on, still suffered concussions, but it would have been, I think, much worse had they mm-hmm. not had their helmets on. So,
once again, we're talking with Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Is that an emergency?
Nope, okay, not an emergency. Okay. It's my wife asking what the roads are like because she's supposed to drive to Prescott.
All right. Hey, let's talk about kind of a related subject here with the snowmobiles, but somewhat loosely. There has been some talk in recent years, and it seems to be ramped up a little bit this year, maybe this legislative session we might see some type of action about, you know, enarming the DNR with more police-like powers.
Yeah.
To, you know, they're out there. They may see people drunk and boating and mm-hmm. and doing this and that and the other thing. What as far as law enforcement, I guess you can speak for yourself and the sheriff's department, but how do they view that? And do you know how the DNR itself views that?
So right now, the DNR officers, just like the state patrol officers, they have the same training, the same certification licensure as any other peace officer in the state of Minnesota. But if you're hired through the DNR, they want you to enforce DNR statutes. So if it's a snowmobiling while intoxicated, or, you know, fishing or angling or whatever, all of the DNR related things, that's what they're supposed to focus on. But for instance, if they get a driver that's possibly poaching, they stop them and they're investigating, and the driver has no driver's license. They have to, right now, per statute, they have to call a deputy or a city officer to write the ticket, which I think is kind of a joke. We're all licensed officers. They should be able to write a DAS ticket or driving after revocation, whatever it may be. And same with the state patrol. State patrol, they can go anywhere in the state. They have full arrest powers, but the statutes say that they're supposed to just do traffic-related things unless it's a arrest warrant, which they can arrest somebody. But for instance, if they come upon a domestic and they see a person assaulting another person, they can detain them, but then they have to call an officer to make the arrest because it's not traffic related. So I'd like to see changes not only in the DNR but the state patrol, where they have the same arrest powers as everybody else. So because realistically, why should you have to tie up another officer to just come and say, okay, here's your ticket, you know, or I'm gonna arrest you for domestic abuse, even though I didn't witness it, but this officer did. It just seems,
you know, the
common
question,
right?
Yeah, the question is why now? And it's not why now and not 10 years from now, but why now as opposed to 30 years ago, 40 years ago? This seems
yes.
very much common sense.
Yeah.
Are there reasons why? And there has to be some reason.
That's a good question, Jeff. I don't know why they haven't dealt with it till now. I think there's probably, you know, just like any lawmaker, they have other priorities and different things, and maybe they think, well, this is not a big thing. As long as somebody can arrest them or somebody can write a ticket, it's not a big deal. But this obviously caught somebody's attention that they're looking at it now. So hopefully they'll clean it up, not only for the DNR and the, you know, but like I said, the state patrol. So all peace officers have the same arrest powers and everything else, because it's, you know, I don't want people to think that if a DNR officer sees you doing something stupid in your car, they can't stop you. They can. It's just, okay, what is the, if it's a DWI, now they have to, they have to call a city officer or deputy. If this law changes, then they'll have the same arrest power. They can arrest for the DWI right there.
You know, I guess I can understand a little bit of why that would be, in that it's just facilities. I mean, where do they take them to? The State Patrol headquarters or the DNR headquarters? Could they arrest somebody and then take them into the Rice County Sheriff's office and say, okay, he's now yours?
Yeah. And so right now, for instance, if they stopped a snowmobile and the person's impaired, they would bring him to the sheriff's office just like anybody else and process them through the DWI on a snowmobile. If it was their personal vehicle, then they would have to call a deputy. We would still be bringing him to the sheriff's office, you know, so it's just not, that part's not going to change. It's just that it's going to give the arrest powers and authority to the DNR and or hopefully state patrol with criminal things such as assault and different things like that.
Well, Sheriff, we want to thank you. We're out of time. We want to thank you so much for joining us. Certainly appreciate that. Boy, good luck. I'm looking out there. We've got the snow globe going on outside.
Yep.
So the drive back to Faribault is going to be an interesting one.
I'm going to stay in the north end because it might be a little busy. Our 8 o'clock meeting got canceled, so I'm going to stay in the north end in case we have any fender benders and stuff like that. But just everybody, make sure your seat belts are on. Make sure your windshield washer fluid is full. And your wipers are good, and turn that defrosters on high. Keep your windows clean, and drive safely and drive slow.
And, yeah, and if you can keep it in the garage, keep it in the garage.
Yeah, take the day off.
All right. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks, Jeff.
Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.